It is Tuesday morning, and we have Raleigh County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs joining us here by telephone. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on here, as it is a kind of a holiday shortened week, but we got some numbers yesterday, not very encouraging, and I'll just kind of let you explain here first off.
Sure. We did have 271 new cases over the weekend, bringing us to 3,428 total positives in the county. Out of those, 510 are considered active, and we've had 2,904 recover. From those new cases, 60% are from that 18 to 24-year age group, and another 11% are from the 25 to 34 age group. We have had a total of 27,405 negative tests in the county so far, and as of yesterday, we did have 12 positive patients in our hospital. We did have a total of 515 come through last Monday's free testing event, Seco Park. All of those lab results have come in, and we had 78 positives, which is about 15%. We also had another 983 individuals come through the free testing event on Thursday, and we started to get those results in on Sunday and called those who tested positive first. We are still getting those results in, so we'll continue to call throughout the week. So if you haven't heard from us and you did come through the testing last Thursday, please have some patience. We do have many staff working hard to get a hold of everyone, but the labs are a little backed up at the state, so many of the results are still pending from Thursday's event.
Okay. Well, we hear that number, 271, and I think that's the largest increase we've seen since we started recording cases. Now, take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, because a lot of that came from free testing events, but I think that kind of shows you that the community spread is pretty rampant right now.
Yes, absolutely. That number is definitely the highest that we've seen. A lot of that is because of the free testing events that we had. We tested a record high amount of people, and I think many people were coming through because they wanted to know their status before spending time with family over Thanksgiving.
Well, given that, it was interesting yesterday to see the will of the Raleigh County Commission to go ahead and go and opt in to the governor's statewide mask mandate. Tell us a little bit about how that will work.
Sure. So we actually issued order number 19, which includes a countywide mask mandate. That goes into effect today. And this mimics the city's mask mandate, requiring everyone to wear a mask when in a public facility or if you're outside and unable to maintain 6 feet of social distance.
Okay, so that goes into effect. And that's in effect until it's rescinded, right?
Correct. Yep. We don't have an end date on there, so it's until it's rescinded or amended.
Okay. Obviously, I imagine as a health official, you're pleased with that the will of the commission yesterday.
I am. Yeah. You know, I think most people comply to the mask mandate in the city, and I have no doubt it will be the same in the county. We've seen definitely community spread, so I think it's very much needed at this time.
Well, and given the fact that we're seeing the rise in cases here and a lot of people are traveling, I think more vigilance is definitely needed right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, not only wearing masks, but just remembering to do all those things that we've been saying all along, you know, maintain your distance, avoid crowded places, and especially with Thanksgiving coming up, we still encourage individuals to spend Thanksgiving only with members of your household.
Okay, keeping those gatherings as small as you possibly can. What about for people like to go shopping? This is one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year, and during a pandemic, that's tough. There's a lot of people who maybe don't feel comfortable getting out in public.
Yeah, it is tough, and so we definitely encourage you to shop online if you can. Although I do like to say, shopping local is the best way to go, especially during this time, when many of our local businesses have suffered. So if you can shop locally online, that's great. If some stores aren't available online, and we understand that. So just remember, of course, all those safety measures that we've put in place. If you do go shopping, make sure that you're wearing that mask. Don't go into a crowded place if the store looks crowded, especially the smaller stores. Maybe just go back at another time. But all of those things that you know how to do, just a matter of acting on those things.
Yeah, and it's interesting here because there are so many options nowadays, and I didn't realize this before I went into my own quarantine the last couple of weeks, how easy it has gotten to go online and, and get stuff and have people bring stuff to you. It's actually gotten really well. And, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about from downtown Manhattan, a lot of those small businesses, they'll bend over backwards to bring you stuff. I mean, they want to make that sale.
Yeah, it's really great that they're doing that. And, you know, it is very easy for us now to get what we need and have it delivered directly to us.
You know, you talked about the hospital count, the 12 patients currently in the hospital, and that seems pretty high for Ascension Via Christi. What are you hearing from hospital officials with some of the challenges they're seeing right now?
Yeah, we have multiple meetings every week, and I talk to Bob weekly. And some things that they're seeing right now is not only record high numbers as far as who's in the hospital, but just being busy in general, you know, not necessarily all with COVID cases, but I think you see it all over. Healthcare facilities are just really busy right now. We're definitely seeing them being overwhelmed, and that's one of the things that we tried to prevent this whole time. And I think we need to just get that message out to the community that your actions really make a difference with our healthcare facilities. And so, you know, stay the course, continue to wear that mask, continue to wash your hands, stay away from crowds, and definitely avoid those events right now, especially those larger events. And even the smaller gatherings, you know, our contact tracers are finding a common theme that they're seeing with some of our positives recently is that they've attended a small gathering, like a dinner or a birthday party. So just remembering that even if you think that that everyone there is safe or that, you know, they're asymptomatic, even asymptomatic people can carry that virus. So we need to continue to stay the course.
Yeah, it's interesting how this virus works, too, because you can have somebody close to you test positive, and you may not feel any symptoms for days. I mean, for me, it was like 5 or 6 days. I know I've heard other people as long as 12 days.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It differs with individuals, but yeah, you can still be a carrier and not know it. We have seen a lot of asymptomatic individuals test positive.
All right. Well, Julie, I know there's no free testing this week. It's going to resume next week. And it's encouraging that this has become almost like a weekly basis thing.
Yes, we've made that possible with the help of the state and the state labs. And then all of the individuals at the health department have really chipped in and to help out. And we've had a lot of community volunteers, too, that have helped out. So we thank them. We are able to offer this weekly throughout December. So we're starting back on the 3rd. It'll be every Thursday at Seco Park throughout December.
All right. Well, I might just give you a shout-out to those contact tracers. I know they're working really hard for the health departments. They were great with me and my family, and I just wanted to personally give a shout-out. Is there anything else, Julie, here you want to mention before we go?
I just hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving and stay safe.
All right. Well, you do the same, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.